You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Alone, I've probably received 6 or 7 Christmas cards. I gotta say, look, disclaimer right up front. I don't send out Christmas cards. I used to many years ago. I don't anymore. And I hope people forgive me for that. But I do enjoy getting them. And like one in particular, I had to send a text to some friends that I just don't get to see that much anymore. And it was really cute to see the photo of their family. And I was like, oh my God. I wrote to them. I said, you guys look great. And I miss your faces. And I wish we could get together, blah, blah, blah. But I got two others yesterday. One was the extremely lengthy letter from somebody who sends the card, but then writes the one page, single spaced, small font, probably 2,000 words jammed onto one page, where I'm expected to read all about how absolutely spectacular their year is and what a beautiful, perfect life they have. And
it's the braggy Christmas letter.
They had all
you know?
The great things they had.
Where they fill you in with far, far too many details, that. You know?
Yeah. I don't personally understand that, but I know a lot of our listeners send them out. So, bully for you and Merry Christmas. The other one, though, that I got, which is kind of interesting, is I got a card, and it's one of those, you know, you order them and you send them a photo and, you know, the text that you want on there. And it's his family, a mom, dad, 3 daughters standing on a beach. Looks like it could be Tahiti or something, saying Merry Christmas. And I looked at it. And I'm like, who are these people?
Oh, no.
I don't know. They've sent me a Christmas card. And I don't know who they are. So finally, I scoured the other side of it. And it turns out to be from the guy who owns the company that put in my carpet about 5 years ago.
What?
What? Yeah. Great marketing, I suppose. It's wonderful and is very nice and a nice message on the back. Now, the thing is, it was forwarded to me at my new address. But they don't know that I've moved, and I don't know who they are, and I certainly don't know his family, and it was just kind of funny to me.
That is pretty darn funny, man.
So I'm putting the card up with the others.
That is something just
I don't know who you are, but you've...
Yeah, it's just something to keep you there at top of mind. And if you ever need carpet needs, my beautiful family will come and help you out. That's great marketing.
Well, listen, like I said, it's a nice card. I appreciate it. I could say if I was going to have some fun with them, if they have a sense of humor, is it's nice to know because I remember paying for that carpet and it was not cheap. I mean, it was pretty expensive to recarpet that entire house.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at them posing on this beach in Tahiti or something saying, now I know how they're able to take these trips.
Yeah. And as I'm seeing you wave that card, it sounds like it's on a very hefty card stock coming from a very expensive internet photo service. So there's where some of the money's going as well, I believe. Well, that's cool.
When do I get your Christmas card this year?
That's funny. We actually just picked up our Christmas cards yesterday. They're really nothing special this year. We just kind of posed the kids out, believe it or not, in a parking lot after an event where there was a really nice tree, and we took a little family photo there, and it turned out actually quite well, so we're going to use that. But we really are paring down this year, Dom. Nicole went through her spreadsheet of everyone that we send Christmas cards to, and I think we knocked it down to about 30 people this year. That's all we're going to send out. And I hate to inform you of this, but you didn't make the cut, dude.
What?
You didn't make the cut. I'm sorry. Like, we had to cut somewhere, man. The prices, it's stupid. We're spending like $100 and some to send out Christmas cards and stamps, and you know where they all end up. They're in the trash.
It's a 55-cent stamp.
Yeah, but you got to make cuts somewhere, and you know what I look like. You know what my family looks like. You're completely up to date on what everything, you know, that we've been doing all year. You don't
need
a card.
Be honest with me.
Yeah.
Are you sending one to your sister and her husband?
Yes. What we're doing is
okay.
Immediate family.
Do they know what you look like?
Yes.
So there goes that argument.
Right. But it's just immediate family that we know will actually hold on to the Christmas card.
Name another person you know that takes your Christmas cards and pins them to a bulletin board and has every one you've ever sent out.
I know. You do pin them to the bulletin board. And when you left town, you
left them. I've kept them for years.
Right.
My carpet guy sent me a Christmas card,
right.
And I got paired off of your list.
I hope you don't take offense to this.
Not at all. Nobody has been more supportive and you know, appreciative of your Christmas cards than me. But I'm the first person who goes.
First of all,
whereas your mom, who you see every single day, we'll get a Christmas card.
We can go back 17 years of this show where I hand you my Christmas card and you do nothing but critique it and tell everybody what's wrong with it and why is Jeremy up front again.
That's not true. 17
years of bashing my Christmas cards.
The only thing I've ever said is in defense of Nicole, and that is that you always put yourself in front and everyone else has to stand behind you.
No, and that's not true.
With like their heads lowered like a little bit, like
not
in deference to you.
So not true.
Really?
See,
do
this
I need
is
to
why.
Go to the bulletin board and this pull all of those Christmas cards off where you are in the front and your family is behind you?
I'm trying to remember last year's Christmas
that's
card, actually.
That's the only critique I have ever made. Otherwise, I've always said how beautiful your family is.
Yeah.
And instead, I get knocked off the list.
I have very good friends on this list that I have known since kindergarten. So many more years than you even, buddy. And I was like, let's put the kibosh on this. We've got to start dwindling this down a little bit.
Wow. I'm sorry. Cut out of the list.
I could take a picture of it with my phone and send it to you.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
So you can just see what it looks like.
Text.
Honestly, if I send it to your house, how long are you going to hold on to it?
I've just told you,
it'll
I've
be
got
in the
cards
trash.
Of yours going back over 10 years.
It'll be in the trash the next day.
Oh, really? And the 30 people you're sending, they're going to keep it on their refrigerator for like the next 5 years.
They might. We have last year's family Christmas cards up on the side of our fridge still from
you
the immediate
do, because
family.
Because you keep everything.
But I noticed you didn't take our Christmas card back to your house to show friends and family that you have over at your home. You left them here at work on a bulletin
board. Listen, your argument is lame and everybody knows it. I have kept
your
all your cards.
At work, on a bulletin board where the only two people see him are you and I.
That's a lame argument, Jeremy.
Not
at least
all.
I've kept them. I haven't thrown them away.
I can sense that you're a little upset that you're not getting my Christmas card.
Well, no, that's fine. I like here on the radio in front of everyone finding out where I stand in your heart.
You
and
didn't make the cut.
That's
you
wonderful.
Didn't make the cut. Are you guys sending out cards?
That's what I've never sent out Christmas cards.
Well, is Gretchen gonna put together a little something to send out?
No,
to people?
She doesn't send out Christmas cards either. The point is, you've known that for 17 years, and you've been like, "I'm gonna send Dom a Christmas card," and now suddenly I'm out.
You gotta save where you can, man.
Here's Diana on the phone. Good morning, Diana. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh my gosh, you guys just have me laughing. I just have to say that on Dom's behalf, my feelings are hurt.
Oh.
I think he deserves a card.
But why? Why? He knows what I look like. He knows what my family looks like. It makes no difference if he gets a card or
your
not.
Your family knows what you look like, and you're sending them Christmas
But they
cards.
Hold on to him is the thing. Like, you know, my mom and my sister.
And I have evidence of holding on. Listen, all your arguments are lame. Every listener knows it. Diana knows that your arguments are lame. Let me tell you this, Diana. I'd love for Jeremy to name the person who brought him into this industry and gave him this job that he is now a superstar. That person has been cut off of his Christmas card.
Rock and Ron and Little Jen, I would say, would be the two people.
No, that's not true. That is not true.
Lil Jen did the interview.
She did the interview, and I hired you. But the thing is, I have been cut off his list, Diana. So what do you think?
You know what, Jeremy? I think you're so creative.
Yeah.
Take a really good picture of the card, recreate it, and send it to Dom.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's like too late.
We ordered
a certain amount.
Now I don't want his cast-offs now. I don't want that. I don't want the crumbs.
Well,
that's fine.
He can send a copy to his sister and send you the original.
No, that's fine. Just send it to his mom, who he sees every day. I will just continue to hold near and dear to my heart, Diana, this card I got from the company that installed my carpet. They care enough
to send
me a card.
Those are the ones that care. Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Right.
Diane,
thank you.
You're
the
best.
Have a great day, okay?
Merry Christmas, boys.
You too.
You
I like her. I'm going to send her a card.
Been on the show.